2014 Fall Football Online Preview here with IdahoSports.com. I'm Will Henneke, joined by the head coach at Coeur d'Alene High School, Sean Amos. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Coach, you've been at Coeur d'Alene for a while, and you've had quite the run of success here of late. State championships in 2010, 2011, 2013. So it's been a good 4 or 5 years for you here. How do you keep the ball rolling?
Well, we've been pretty blessed with a long string of good football players, and we have a great football coaching staff, and you know, it's become important to these guys to keep working to be successful.
You've had a lot of kids here in recent years get opportunities at Division I schools. You know, Chad Challich getting an opportunity, Chase Blakely, among others. This year, Drew Berger, a guy that's drawing a lot of attention. How are you getting those coaches to notice Coeur d'Alene High School and come look at your kids?
Well, we really don't, you know, do anything to get them to notice us as so much as the players are good enough, you know, that the coaches, you know, find them. And, you know, college coaches are pretty motivated to find the best players, and their jobs depend on it. And so we've been lucky enough to have that type of players coming through. So we've had the benefit of college coaches coming through and watching our kids.
Now, I worked in the media for about 10 years back through the late 90s and early 2000s. And in any given year, you might have had, you know, one or two kids get a good Division I opportunity, whether it was Boise State or Idaho or, you know, a Cody Pickett going to the University of Washington, whatever the case may be. Now it seems like in any given year, you know, there are 6, 8, 10 of those kids in the state of Idaho. Have the kids gotten better, or are people just realizing, hey, these kids were here all along, let's go get them?
Well, I think, honestly, that the mass media now, the internet and all that stuff has made it easier to recruit Idaho. I think, you know, population-wise, we've always had a good percentage of kids that are college-level football players. You know, our population is small, but compared to any other state, our per capita athletes are as good as anybody's. And I think with internet and the easy access of film online now, that they're able to recruit Idaho a little more efficiently. So they're just kind of discovering the players we've always had.
You look back at last year, a couple of kids that you had that, you know, made big impacts on your program. We're going to focus in on one, Gunnar Amos, your son, the quarterback. How do you replace a kid, an efficient, good game manager, good football player, a guy who knew your system inside and out? How do you replace him this year under center?
You know, we replace kids like that, you know, by everybody kind of stepping up and filling the void. And, you know, the biggest thing we're gonna miss with Gunnar is, you know, his tremendous leadership of our program. You know, he was a guy that was totally bought in, obviously, treated everybody right, worked harder than everybody, you know, was just one of those kids that, you know, you didn't even need to point to him. Everybody saw him. You know, the coach's kid, and he was doing more than everybody else. So, you know, he's just one of those kids. So his leadership, you know, will be the toughest thing to replace. That senior class had a lot of really good leaders, strong leadership class. So, you know, that void will have to be filled. But, you know, our kids are our seniors and juniors, and, you know, they've been waiting their turn. They're waiting and excited to step up and fill those voids. But, you know, we miss kids like Gunnar.
You talk about new faces waiting for their turn, getting their turn. You know, you got to have a strong offensive and defensive line to win state championships, which you've done, obviously, in recent years. Just talk about some of those new players coming in and how quickly they're going to have to acclimate for Coeur d'Alene to continue winning big.
Yeah, well, we do. We lost, you know, up front, we lost four guys up front that are now currently playing in college football camps. So that's a lot of talent to lose up front. But we think, you know, we're finding our guys that are learning to step up and replace those players. We're developing them over the summer and through this two-a-day camp, and we're starting to see some kids who are ready to take that step. And we're not going to have, you know, 265, 275-pound tackles like we had last year. I mean, that that just doesn't happen very often. So, but I think, you know, the expectations are there. They put in a great summer. They're getting better every day. And I think by the time, certainly by the time the games start really mattering, we're gonna have a pretty good group, about 8 or 9 linemen that can play.
Coach, one of the things that I've enjoyed watching over the last few years is, you know, the Coeur d'Alene schedule. You guys haven't been afraid to play anybody. You've played everybody short of basically the Green Bay Packers and the Florida State Seminoles. Does that continue this year, or do you reel it back in a little bit?
No, we do not reel it back in. You know, that's not what we're trying to get accomplished. The nice thing is we're going to be able to play high quality teams without having to travel all across the country. The GSL, the Greater Spokane League, kind of opened up some games. So we're able to play Central Valley, which has been a great football program for a long time. We get to play Ferris, which has been a great football program for a long time. And we always had, now we have our annual matchup with Highland, which obviously is a great football program. So, you know, those three games right there in the preseason will certainly test us and show us where we stand.
Sean Amos, head coach at Coeur d'Alene High School, we appreciate you coming on board for a few minutes, and best of luck this coming season.
Yeah, thank you.